Well, guys, I want to jump right now into a conversation with a young man, Ed Rudell, one of our other fellows who's not here today because he is attending a family wedding. Send me a link to a site called Colorblind Pal. And being colorblind myself, red, green, colorblind all my life, I was fascinated by it. So we are delighted to be able to introduce the gentleman who's on the phone with us right now, who was the inventor of this application. His name is Vincent Fiorentini. And Vincent, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hi, Foster. Thanks for having me.
Delighted to have you on. Vincent, a little bit about your background. You're still in school right now, I understand.
Yes, that's the case. Originally from the Midwest, but right now I'm finishing up my last year at school in beautiful Southern California.
And what are you taking courses in right now?
I'm actually doing computer science, so kind of makes sense.
Certainly.
And which college, which university?
A small school called Harvey Mudd College.
Okay.
We have heard say the greatest school you've never heard of.
Yeah. No, I actually have heard of that.
I have too. Yeah.
I think I've heard of it spoken very highly in terms of computer science in particular.
Yes.
Oh, great. Then I stand corrected.
And, but you, I find this is fascinating, college students who begin to use the tools that you're learning in the classroom to take care of something that has been a part of your life. You're colorblind too, I understand.
Yep, that's totally correct.
Which type of colorblindness are you affected by?
Red-green colorblindness.
Okay.
I think a little more precisely a sort of red colorblindness.
Yeah, isn't that the most common also? Red-green?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think
most people who are colorblind are actually what might be more accurately called color deficient, in that you can still see colors. It's not like everything's black and white, like
right.
a lot of people think.
Right.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Those two colors.
Things are harder.
And people will say, well, then what do you see? Well, I do see something. It's just that I can't identify, you know, the colors that you're talking about. And as I understand, it's a physical deficiency in the eye itself, that there are certain, among the rods and the cones, that there's something that's missing in the back of the eye to receive those frequencies of light, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
All eyes have rods that let you see low light and kind of grayscale, and then you also have cones that let you see red, green, and blue. But some people, like me, will be missing or being deficient in some of those. So I still have the cones for them, but the ones I have for seeing the red light as opposed to the other shade don't work as well, so it's harder for me to make them out.
So you have a browser that takes care of this for us so that anybody that is colorblind actually can see those colors? How does that work?
Effectively.
So tell us how it works.
Awesome. So the app is called Colorblind Pal. It's free on iOS and Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So on the go or at your computer. And in the future, we're going to expand it out to other platforms. And it has a couple of features, but the biggest one is that you tell it what kind of colorblindness you are. So you say, oh, I'm red colorblind, meaning that I can't see these parts of the color spectrum as well. And it says, okay, I know which colors you can see well and which you can't. So it'll take the color that it sees through the camera, showing you a picture of this in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say, okay, I know that you can't see these reds well, but you can see these blues better. So I'll take the colors that are actually red and shift them a little to kind of the blue end so that you can tell the distinction. That way, red and green look kind of like lighter red and darker green to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can still tell them apart, so I can actually read a map or pass a color test or anything like that.
So now, I know you said you're from the Midwest, so you'll understand my predicament when I go to the University of Michigan Ohio State game. Where am I going to sit?
Oh, boy.
The broadcast booth, that's right in the middle.
There you go.
Gary, sit at the Ohio State with a big O. That's where you want
to
sit.
That's where, never mind. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's go on, Vincent.
Let's hear it.
Sorry, I opened up that door.
Okay.
So then, for instance, I have opened up the application, and I am looking at Bill's shirt, Bill, what is that color?
This is sort of a reddish pink, and I know it's got white and black in it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's mostly red.
So now I'm looking at it through my, what happens is, folks, you look at the image in the app through the camera on your phone. And so I am seeing something that I guess would be the color that says bold red or red. Is that how it works then? It identifies the color that's there?
Yeah, there's actually two different approaches that it takes. One is showing everything shifted like I described, so
mm-hmm.
you can see everything like reading a map. And the other one, if you just want to know, okay, you know, is this a red shirt or a green shirt? Or is this banana ripe or not? Is it yellow or green? You can use the mode that you're describing, and it tells you exactly what color it is. It tells you you know, if it's red, green, blue, that sort of thing. It also tells you how intense it is, so you can tell if it's just kind of red or really red, and also tells you how bright it is, in case you're not sure about that.
And the neat thing is, I just went over by Foster and I looked through his camera, and for me, who I'm not colorblind, I see exactly the color that I would see if I didn't look through the camera, right?
For the normal mode, yeah, where it's telling you the label. But there is actually an option you can switch on that'll simulate his kind of colorblindness.
Aha!
Oh, see, now that would be interesting.
So there's a compassion mode.
I can walk in his shoes. I look through, look through his rose-colored glasses.
I love it.
Yeah, that's exactly. It answers the question that colorblind people always get, which is, whoa, so what does it look like for you? What color is this? What do you see?
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Here you go. Here you go.
There you go.
After 18 years, I've asked Foster that, I don't know, 36 times?
Yeah,
at least
I know.
Twice a year.
And, you know, my wife, we were out driving once, and apparently we passed a vehicle that was a bright pink. And my wife said, did you see that? It was a Lincoln, I think. That Lincoln. And I looked at my rearview mirror, and I saw a gray Lincoln. And I said, what car?
Now, this program could probably also have a dog mode. I guess dogs are supposed to be colorblind. So if we figure out what colors dogs are blind to, you could actually set that dog vision program and make another app out of it.
Oh, yeah. That's a big seller, I'm sure.
Vincent, hang on a second. I'm going to come back in just a second. Vincent Fiorentini is the developer of this app. It's called Colorblind Pal, and we will put a link in our show notes to that site, so you can go up and download it yourself. It's available for iOS and for Android, and will be eventually in the future for other applications as well. Back in just a moment to talk more about seeing the colors. I feel like I should start this segment by saying, I can see. On the radio, it doesn't come across quite the same. We're talking about colorblindness. My name is Foster Brown, Gary Baker, Bill Carver, and Shane Hamlin in studio. And in our next hour, we're going to be helping folks with some problems they have with their computer. But right now, we're wrapping up our conversation with Vincent Fiorentini. Vincent is a college student in Southern California right now from Illinois. And as part of his efforts of learning about computers at the Harvey Mudd School, which is in Southern California, a very prestigious place for computer science.
Yes, it is.
He has applied some of those principles to come up with an application called Colorblind Pal. And we've been talking with him about what you can do with that when you apply that on your iOS device, that it will be on your iPhone or on, I believe, on your iPad as well, because you use the camera for it. Give a little background to it, please, about how you came up as a student, how you came up with this application that helps you, who have been colorblind all your life, to see colors.
Certainly. So going back just a little bit, I found out I was colorblind when I was about 7 years old, when the teacher kept correcting me when I kept trying to draw on people's skin color with green. Which was
right
color, but no, apparently not. and so then, you know, I just kind of accepted that I had trouble seeing certain colors growing up, like kind of with your sports example, playing soccer as a kid. I didn't want to be on the green team and playing the orange team. So I wasn't sure who to pass to.
And I will tell you that my son goes to Catholic Central here in Detroit, and they're blue, and they're playing the Boys Bowl, 71st annual. They're playing the orange guys from Brother Rice on Sunday tomorrow. So
blue and orange.
So if you could somehow make a colorblind pal that like blocks out orange, that would be great. I know where you can sell a lot of those.
Sabotage.
Keep that in mind.
A portable
Halloween pumpkins.
Okay, exactly. So then how did you go from that, you know, knowing that you had that kind of a challenge to finding something that would help you?
Well, I got the idea over the summer because I was doing some work over the summer and was actually reading some documents that had the normal text in black and then the really important stuff that I needed to read in red. And it took me a couple of minutes to realize that there was some stuff highlighted. I thought it was all black. Yeah. So I realized, okay, this is silly. I have, you know, an amazing computing machine in front of me. In that case, it was my computer. Now it's my phone. And it knows exactly what color everything is. I mean, you know, it's exactly what it's telling me. So all I need to do is get that technology to convey that to me. So I said, okay, I have the skills to do this. I know exactly what some colorblind people need because I am colorblind. So I went for it. I kind of did some research, figured out what techniques there are, figured out how you represent color. And over a couple of weeks, just, you know, worked on it kind of night and day in my free time. And then a couple months later, here we are.
You know, you mentioned something, Vincent, that I don't know that everybody, well, people who aren't colorblind don't know, and I am colorblind, is that there are certain situations you get into where very important information is effectively hidden from you because it's in a certain color.
One example that comes up is when you're at the grocery store trying to buy produce, that's the worst.
Oh, it's, yes.
You know, if it's labeled and it says green onion on it, then that's great. I know that's a green onion.
But, yeah, so I said, otherwise, it all looks gray. Oh.
If they're all in a bin together, there's yellow onions, there's also green onions.
Yep.
Maybe it's just kind of a dingy-looking white onion. So I found that the app can actually help a lot, but it'll come home with the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Well, Vincent, your site brought up a good point. When I was reading it, it said this is really great for website developers.
Yes.
Because now we can take and say, oh, we got to stay away from that color combination because there's a group of people out there that won't be able to see important information, as Foster said. So that's a great use of it. So every website developer out there should be getting this app and downloading it and making sure that they know what they're developing their site.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you focus towards them, as my understanding as well, don't you?
Yes, being a kind of developer myself,
right.
I actually originally made this application for the Mac desktop so that when I'm working on stuff, I can figure out if I should color it green or red. And then on the opposite hand, if somebody's designing so that everyone can use their website comfortably, they can use the tool to tell them what the color code is, which is how the computer represents the color, how designers think of it.
It's called Colorblind Pal, by the way. So I noticed, by the way, that there was an app that you can download to your Mac or to Windows machines as well?
Currently, it's just Mac and iOS, but we're looking to move on to other platforms soon.
Okay. So if you're a developer and you're on a Mac, you can use that application, download it onto your Mac, to make sure that you're developing properly for people who are colorblind. You're aware that you may be creating something that's invisible to a certain group of people.
Or have you done, which is just take your iPhone and download the app, and then you can use it, just look through it.
Exactly. You can use it that way as well.
At any website. So,
you know, one thing I like, this is an absolutely brilliant interface. I downloaded the Mac version, and it's great because you just take this window and slide it around. It'll show you what it's supposed to look like.
Hold the microphone near that so that people
I have it next to this other microphone.
He has it next to the other microphone.
But it's a free Mac.
But it's like a window that you get to move around on top of your desktop that shows you what the different colors are, Bill, and how it works?
Yeah, that's what it's actually doing, is it's showing the, as I drag it around, you'll see the window underneath it, both shift and otherwise. It's almost like I had a clear magic tablet that goes over and changes those colors.
That is absolutely fascinating. Have you had any response from other developers, Vince?
I haven't gotten so much response from developers besides a bunch of people saying, oh, that's great, this really helped me, now I can buy produce and go to the store. So
I love it.
So far, it's just been me working on it.
It's wonderful that you're doing that kind of thing. Now, I'm just curious, did you get to present this to your professors as like a class project that you get some grades for?
You know, I actually haven't thought about that yet. I'll look into that.
Yeah. Now, come on, guy. We got to get some good marks out of this at least.
You know,
the
famous example of that is the guy that invented FedEx. He turned it in. They said, cool idea, but it's got to be realistic. You got a C+ or something.
wasn't
you
got
to be able to actually do that.
Yeah,
then he went out and started the company.
Kind of thing.
Close, I think.
I love it. Well, you are in that age group, too, of people who have started some remarkable things. I'm thinking of the Mark Zuckerbergs who were in college when they developed, you know, their, at least we believe he developed Facebook at that time. And some of the other things.
We won't say how he acquired that.
Yeah, that's quite right. So, Vince, I want to thank you very much for having developed this. Personally, I want to thank you as somebody who's colorblind, because now I will be able to see these colors properly. But if for many of the people who are out there, if you are trying to read maps or do things like that, this is an excellent tool. Or websites that are out there already on your computers, this is a great way of being able to pick out things that may have been absolutely invisible to you before. Vince Fiorentini is his name. He's from Illinois now in Southern California. And congratulations again to you. Let's talk quickly about the unique features of this Colorblind Pal.
Sure. So in addition to the kind of basic stuff that we talked about before, you can actually customize it to work even better for you. So one feature that's been pretty popular is changing the names of the colors it uses. So like you said, that the shirt you were looking at was bold red. But you might wonder, well, what would a designer call that? You know, what is eggshell? What is taupe? What does this mean?
Oh,
so you can actually change the names to what I've called colloquial or designer terms. So you can say, oh, that's muddy green, or that's midnight blue, or whatever things other people say. You can actually know what they mean, because otherwise, I mean, most of normal people don't even know what half those
mean. Very cool.
I only had 6 crayons on my box. I have no idea what Toby is.
Well, Vince, we got to run right now, but I want to thank you again very much for sharing this with us. Colorblind Pal, personally, I want to thank you for it. But if folks, on Sunday night when we publish our podcast with both hours on it, you'll be able to find the link to Colorblind Pal, the application for your iPhone or your Android device or down on your Mac as well. Vince, thanks again, and good luck to you as you continue on your course.
Thanks for having me.